Here.
Here.
Here, thank you. If you'll all please rise and join me in our pledge to the flag. Chief, you want to lead us, please?
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Chief. All right, we have no special presentations and awards. Before we do that, Madam Clerk, do we have anything to report out of closed session?
Thank you, there's nothing to report out.
Thank you. Consent calendar, all items on the consent calendar may be noted, acted upon simultaneously unless a council board member requests separate item action. Anything that would be pulled? Is there a request from the audience to address anything? Thank you. I have a motion.
Motion.
I have a second.
Second.
Madam Clerk, please call roll. Let's go, boys.
Aye.
Aye.
And will anybody abstain? No. Okay, good. Thank you. Okay. That ends our consent calendar. We have no public hearings this evening. We have no unfinished business. So our new business, first one, is item 12A. This is a formation of an ad hoc committee and designate city council representatives to meet with the city's independent audit firm. Who's handling the introduction of it? Go ahead, Michelle, please.
Good evening, Mayor, members of the City Council. Michelle Bannigan, Finance Director. The city has a contract with White Nelson Deal Evans to perform the city's audit for 5 years. Fiscal year ending June 30th, 2021 is the last and final year of our contract. Last year, they were acquired by a national firm called Clifton Larson Allen LLP. And one of the auditing standards requires that the audit firm communicate with the city council at the start of the audit and at the end of the audit. And each firm can have its own policy and procedure on how that happens. White Nelson's practice in the past has been to do that communication in writing. So in the past, the city council has received a letter from the auditors in the planning phase of the audit and has received one again at the end of the audit that I brought to you, usually with the audited CAFR and such. However, Clifton Larson Allen requires that the communication at the start of the audit be done in person, either through telephone or face-to-face or in a Zoom meeting with representatives from council. So the purpose of the staff report is to get have the council designate two members to meet with the audit partner for this engagement. She would like to meet with the representatives between now and October. They will be done with their audit by the end of October, where they can talk about things like the council's, where they have like risk areas that they see in the city that they want the auditors to pay closer attention to, if they have any concerns about fraud or abuse at the city, and concerns like that. That completes my staff report, and I'm happy to answer any questions you have.
Are there any questions from the council? Okay, I've given this some thought, and although it's open to any council member and the mayor if they want to serve on this, and so I was going to recommend and had a chance to discuss this with two volunteers that got a hold of me. Mr. Taylor expressed interest in it, and also Mr. Ramirez. That being said, I'm also going to see if there was any interest from either Alice or from we only have two, but if you want to throw your hat in the ring, we're going to vote on it. So
I trust Mr. Taylor and Mr. Ramirez to do a great job, so I'll yep. defer to you guys.
Carol?
I agree with Alice.
Okay, good. Well, I guess you are the two suspects. So if I can get a motion, I'd like a motion to appoint Mr. Ramirez and Mr. Taylor to the ad hoc committee.
A motion, please.
Second.
Thank you. Madam Clerk?
Aye.
Aye.
Any of you? Okay, great. Well, congratulations. It's only one day a year. That's what they tell you when you volunteer for the Scouts and you end up there for about every day for the rest of your life. Okay, we'll go on to item 13. This is oral communications. At this time, the public may address the City Council, our agency, the Housing Authority, regarding items that are subject to matter jurisdiction of the City Council, the successor agency, the Staten Housing Authority, provided that no action can be taken. Please remember that you are limited to 3 minutes. Madam Clerk, do we have anybody that would like to speak to us? Okay, would you call him up, please?
Like that? I just go out there best I can. I'm here as a victim of staff that run the city out here. Harassment that goes on, property that is taken, cars impounded, slew of things and tactics. On top of that, you know, harassment after they do it. I don't know if anybody knows what that feels like, you know, but taunting in a football game, you know, get the flag. I don't think anything going on here as far as representing of city employees. They're not cool, not anybody any favors. I'm here to see if any kind of way that we can come up with. I'm not here to destroy a city. I'm not here to do anything but do my job. I'm not breaking any laws. Nobody's breaking any laws. But and there's out there. And don't represent everybody out there, but everybody comes to me constantly telling me, if there's any win-win there, you know, I'd like to know, you know, if we can get together and put something together like that. Mental illness aside, they're happening here. That's play on it. That's all I would like to share. And lose game. Not just I'm gonna run around here and always have, you know, certain individual staff. Not worth it. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your comments. Do we have anybody else that'd like to speak tonight? Okay, at this time, is there anyone else in the audience that would like to address the City Council or the other, our agency at this time? Okay, I'll go ahead and close the public hearing. Written communications, we have none. This is Mayor, Chairman, Council, Agency, Authority, Initiated Business. Is this one those three things I have? Okay, so that will go on down to a future thing, right? Okay, perfect. Yeah, it's been a while since we got together, so thank you. Okay, we'll go to 16A. These are community reports, council agency authority announcements. Zinnia, talk about the ham today and talk about the exciting, we had that wonderful recognition of our volunteers, right? You don't have to talk about the ham.
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening, City Council. Again, I would like to highlight Mayor Schauer has contributed throughout the past year, few months, and through other charitable donations, a variety of food and other items distributed to our seniors throughout some of the difficult times. So today happened to be ham. Thank you, sir. We did celebrate our volunteers that have been working in that program. This past Wednesday, we had a luncheon for them. We had a variety of elected officials present them with certificates, some donations from local businesses. Provide them some goodies. We're incredibly grateful for the staff and the volunteers that have made it possible for kind of a mini special event every week to make it possible. So again, thank you for attending and highlighting their hard work.
Can you tell us about our first movie night, please?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I did provide a calendar of our fun July activities. Hopefully you see it in front of you, but we do have our second movie night coming up this Friday. The feature will be Trolls. We have some fun crafts, activities, food trucks. We have some games for the kids. We also have our library coming to do some trivia with the kids before the movie, hand out some books and other activities. Looking for a fun night. We had originally planned for pre-registration for these events early on, but it is open to all at this point since measures have been lifted. So we have two more movies in July, and then we finish up with National Night Out on August 6th. A themed movie, I think it's Detective Pikachu. Thank you.
Thank you. Zinni, you know, one of the reasons our food program is so successful is because not only our staff, but volunteers that we have. I had an opportunity to get three of them to help me today. It was really great. So our community, as you know, is built on volunteerism. So it's the heart and soul of our community. So please let all those folks know that help. I also want to thank Mayor Pro Tem Taylor and also Councilwoman Van, who were there at the award ceremony for the Volunteer Day. Alice, thank you for helping me pass out the awards. What was nice is we got awards from our local supervisor, we got them from our senator, and we also got them from our assemblywoman. So it was nice to have representatives from local government out there also giving that recognition to the well-deserved people in our community. Thank you. Okay, that was 15A. Now we'll go to council agency authority initiated items for future meetings. Is this the time? Would you just read the titles for me? We just had three, I think. Three? There were three. Oh, you don't have them? Okay, well, maybe I can remember. The first one was I like to have a meeting to where we can review our police services, okay, relative to the community and public safety. That's a very simple one. The second one was to look at developing our policies that we had talked about, ordinances that might match some of the felonies that are now considered to be misdemeanors, to see what we as a city, with our city attorney, can do to help better protect the public with our law enforcement or enforcing our laws. That was number two. And the third one was to, I believe, ADUs, and which are already going to be on the schedule, so we should be okay with that. Other than that, that's it. Was there anybody else that had something that they would like to add?
I have a quick question. The second one, policies and ordinances regarding felonies and misdemeanors, did we already talk about that in a previous council meeting?
You want to give an update on that?
Absolutely. I can provide an update on that. There was, Mayor and Council, there was an item for future study on the agenda. It was to kind of look at the various codes, and see what could be codified in the Stanton Municipal Code to enforce at a local level. Our office has been meeting with law enforcement and public safety. We have some items to provide back to the council in the next couple of proposals. They may not exactly be felonies that, you know, have been wobbled down to misdemeanors, but they are quality of life items that we will be useful tools for both law enforcement and public safety, catching more quality of life issues in the city. Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to get it on the agenda, so thank you for that. Okay. Number 16B, Council Agency, 16C, Council Agency Authority Items for a Future Study Session. Okay. 16, Items from the City Attorney.
Thank you, Mayor and Council, I have no items.
From our Executive Director.
Two items tonight. As we're sitting here, Finance Director Michelle Bannigan, you know, the city received its ARPA funds today, so it's about $4.5 million. Which is great news. As you know, Cecilia happened.
Yeah, thank you. That makes me feel better. Yeah, where's, you know, my other $4 million? Yeah.
You know, which is good. And we started this process, right? It was about 7.1 was the estimate. And the estimate's up to about 9.1 today. 221s will be scheduled over the next week and a half. Then staff will have a presentation for council on the July July 27th meeting, how we intend to plan that, right? Receive policy direction from the council. Another item at the same time is we're informed by Congressman Lowenthal's office that the earmark for the Orangewood parquet process was selected for inclusion in fiscal year 2022, transportation and housing and urban development and related agencies' House appropriations legislation. It's a mouthful. It still needs to pass out of the House Appropriations Committee, be voted on off of the floor of the House of Reps, and agreed to by the Senate, and then passed by the President of the United States, but it's moving along as planned, and this could be a good one for the community.
Thank you. In addition to that, at the last mayor's meeting that we had recently, Mayor Supervisor Foley said that there is $2 million available for the arts for art programs, whether it's dance or seniors or kids. So I've already had a chance to let Zinnia know, so she's going to work with that representative, and hopefully we'll get some of that money in the city of Stanton for our art programs that we have. Okay, thank you. We're now down to the Orange County Fire Authority. Chief, you're up.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yep.
Good evening, Honorable Mayor, City Council, and City Staff. My name's Chad Gremmel. I'm one of the newly promoted battalion chiefs. The following is OCFA's operational report for June 30th. As far as emergency incidents and responses, there was a total of 318 incidents within the city of Stanton for the month. There was 18 fire responses, 20 hazardous condition responses. We had 278 EMS and rescue responses, 2 service calls for a total of 318 calls. There was a total of 46 incidents in Stanton unincorporated area for fire responses, 1 hazardous condition response, 1 EMS, 1 service call for a monthly total of 46. And as far as community events, on Monday, June 4th, Engine 46 and Medic 46 attended a first responders appreciation by Roundtree Garden. And I've just mentioned a bunch of calls to you, but one we just want to highlight to go over for you guys is kind of an interesting call. Is on June 13th. Engine 46 responded to a technical rescue response in front of the China Super Buffet on Beach Boulevard for smoke coming from the manhole. The reason why these kind of calls are interesting is that they're complex due to them being underground and potential sewers. We need to figure out life safety at risk. And so it just brings more complexity. We've had several of these responses in Santa Ana recently. And so our hazardous materials team and our USAR team has to come out personnel to go in and mitigate the fires. We also need to have public works come out, sewer diagram access calls it. Additionally, if needed, we can have county public works come out and they have a remote vehicle at 5 and on this call, it just happened to be that a captain off truck 85 had fire an hour or so before where they had to mitigate a fire that right by it. They went back, checked, and saw that there was still some smoke there that was making. What they did to mitigate the call was just some fans, and we had engine 46. Smoke, you could see smoke. And it suddenly dissipated. And that was it. Nothing big came of it. But had it been different, it would have been interesting call there. As far as a safety message, with summer and hot weather upon us, I wanted to stress to everyone here the importance of water safety for people of all ages. In the past 3 weeks in our division, we've had 2 drownings. Well, ABCs of water safety are paramount for everyone to follow. The A stands for active adult supervision, barriers around pools, classes. Remind everyone, children and adults drown without a sound. Additionally, regarding fireworks, I just want to add that OCFA's Fire Prevention Bureau, if compiling data regarding fireworks usage. That data will be coming the next. So this concludes my Orange County Fire Authority operational report.
I have a question. Last week, my son and I were driving back from picking up food, and we'd heard, because we have your app on his phone,
okay,
that you had a technical rescue over near Santa Rosalia area. And anyway, there was a guy in a tree, and it was absolutely fascinating to watch your guys at work to get this man out of the tree. The rumor at the time was that the man was the active shooter from Knott's Berry Farm, and I didn't know if that was true or not. Just a rumor. Do you know anything about that?
I know about the call happening. I was off duty at the time, but I'm not sure if I can't speak to if that was. I can find that information.
It wasn't?
Captain.
Okay. But your guys were incredible that night. It was so impressive to watch them.
Thank you. They did great work.
Go ahead. Any other questions? Chief, for you being here tonight as a visitor, Councilwoman Warren, can you give him one of our city pins?
Sure.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
They're collector's items. So
awesome. I hear.
Only four and a half.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Anyway, thank you, Chief.
You're welcome. Thank you for your time.
Okay, we are going to not adjourn right now. We're going to go recess and go back into our closed session. Is that correct? And do you have any announcements about the closed session?
No, Mayor. It's a continuation of closed session items that were listed on the agenda today.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay, thank you, folks. We'll be back.
Oh, I guess no chit-chat with the audience today.
Madam Attorney, do we have anything to report out of closed session?
Thank you, Mayor. There's nothing to report out.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.